Our scripture today is from Acts chapter 19, verse 1 to 7. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your grace in this moment that we're able to read your word, to be led and guided by you. We ask you, Lord, that in this time our minds and our hearts are open to receive what it is you have to give us. Help us to hear your word and your spirit speaking to ours, that we may be encouraged or challenged as you think is needed in our own lives. We pray, Lord, to use these words for your glory and yours alone. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Acts chapter 19, verse 1 to 7. Hear now God's word. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No. We have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" And they answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Excuse me. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As I had mentioned in the children's sermon, today is the baptism of our Lord Sunday. Every year we have kind of the same Sundays, you know, you got Christmas, you got Easter, you got Epiphany, you got baptism of our Lord, you got Ascension Sunday, you got Christ the King Sunday. And so sometimes they do this every year so that we're able to review these things over and over again. And so the sermons tend to be the same. Today, I'm going to take that time out of our year, you know, to talk about baptism, because baptism is an important thing to know, even if it's review for many of us. Baptism is one of two sacraments in the life of our church, the other sacrament being, I know everyone on Zoom said it at the same time, I can't hear you, but I just know you said it, here. Communion. You knew that. I mean, it's one of those stupid pastor questions that you wonder why I even ask it. Communion and baptism. I ask it and I go over it because it's something important to know. A sacrament being something that we do, which is an outward and physical sign for an inward and spiritual grace that has been instituted by Jesus' teachings and actions. You don't have to write that down. We have two sacraments, baptism and communion. Catholic Church has seven. The difference between the Catholic Church's sacraments and the Protestant sacraments is that the Catholic Church includes more, but Jesus didn't necessarily do them himself. Last rites being one example. And so the Protestants kind of cut them down to the two that Jesus did himself and told us to do for us. Communion is a sacrament that we celebrate once a month. How many times in the course of your life are you allowed to celebrate communion? As often as possible. There is no stipulation, no limit as to how many times you can celebrate communion or when you can celebrate communion. I remember, I don't know if you remember, but when I started ministry about 20 years ago, I served a church that celebrated communion once a quarter. Did you ever celebrate communion once a quarter here? Yes, maybe years ago. That's kind of changed a bit. We celebrate once a month. And as I'm fond of saying John Wesley celebrated communion two or three times a week. And the argument to not celebrate, when I tried changing from once a quarter with the church I was in to once a month, the argument that I received that if we celebrate communion too much, it becomes rote. We just do it and not think about what we're doing. Same argument for saying the Lord's Prayer. You know, you're not really thinking about what you're doing. You're just spouting through the words. But communion is a sign that of Christ's love for us. And when I talk about communion, I talk about kissing Stephanie. For 18 years, 17 years that we've been married, I've kissed Stephanie quite a bit. And I've done that on purpose. I tried to kiss her a lot, and it's never become rote. Each time is special. And communion reminds me of that. Each time we celebrate communion is a special time reminding us of God's love. Now, enough about communion. Baptism. How many times in the course of our lives do we celebrate baptism? Do we have baptism? Just once. Because baptism's quite different than communion. It has a different function. The baptism of John that we heard in our scripture today is a baptism of repentance. That people went down to the water, they presented themselves before John, and John dipped them in the water, and they came out. And what this baptism symbolized is a cleansing of the self. This person dumping all of their stuff, all their sins, all their shames, all the things that they wanted to get rid of, their shortcomings, and wiping them clean and having them go down the river, never to be seen again. It's a cleansing ceremony. The baptism of Jesus, however, is different. The baptism of John is something that we do to get clean. It's our responsibility. It's our initiative. The baptism of Jesus, however, is different. In the United Methodist Church, we baptize children and adults, but we baptize children. And the reason we baptize children is because of our understanding of baptism, which is basically, it's not about us. Baptism is something not that we do, but something that God does for us. What baptism is, again, fond of saying, is that baptism is God's PDA, public display of affection. In the course of baptism, God says to all those who are present, including the person being baptized, I love this person, and they are a part of me. And that's all that's happening. We ask questions during baptism, and we talk sometimes about responsibility during baptism. Do you promise to raise your child in the church? All that's part of the ceremony, but that's not part of the actual act of baptism. Baptism is not necessarily about following God, not necessarily about giving yourself to God. Baptism is about God taking you. And the things that I love about baptism and the way it's celebrated around the world, we saw in the last slide at the children's chat, where everyone was standing in the river, dancing and celebrating because God loves them. It's cold, it's miserable, and yet they celebrate because Christ is with them, because they are part of the family together. In Spain, which is where this picture is taken, the priest takes a wooden cross, blesses it, and chucks it in the river. And then a huge group of people dive into the river together and swim after the cross. The person who gets the cross is said to be extra special blessed throughout their year. But the idea of it is that together they seek Christ. Together they seek Christ in the water. in the baptismal water. And as Christ embraces them, they embrace Christ. It's a beautiful tradition that we're all going to do next week. So bring your bathing suits and we're going to jump in. No, we're not going to do this. It was cold. I mean, if you want to, go for it. But we're not going to do it together. Baptism is a wonderful part of the life of this church. And today is a chance to remember our baptism. To remember that God included us into the puzzle. That God wrapped his arms around us and said, I love you. And I will always love you. And that's the thing about baptism. We only do it once because God doesn't kick us out of God's family. We're never ostracized, never pushed out. God's love never goes away. It's always there. The first time that God declared, I love you, is never the last time. Because that love is forever and for always. So baptism truly is a celebration of God's love and God's grace in our lives. And the act of baptism does give us a responsibility. And that responsibility is to, again, be a part of the family. To love those who are in the family. To bring those into the family, as many as possible. To love those who are around us. Because Christ loved us first and loves us completely. Baptism is very, very significant and worth celebrating in our own lives. And if there is anyone who has any questions about baptism or would like to be baptized, please come and see me. It's one of my favorite things to talk about. I want to close today with these words from John 4:14. Those who drink the water that I will give them will never be thirsty again. Well, we thank you. For the water of life, for our baptism, and for your love for each of us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go in peace.